the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Straight to Netflix releases are a complete lucky dip. On one hand, there's award-winning movies like Okja and the Meyerowitz Stories, and then you've got Sharknado.
God bless him.
But there are simply just bad movies, and then there's straight-up deception.
No, not the beast!
That's exactly what it's like watching the movie Anon. If you've seen movies like Gattaca and The Truman Show, you'll know the director Alex Nichol and his love for alternate realities. That's the idea Anon plays into as well. It's a dystopian neo-noir universe putting the future of privacy and identity concerns up for debate. Clive Owen plays a detective. Amanda Seyfried's a hacker.
Who can hack a human being?
And it's a bit of a whodunit meets Black Mirror hard-boiled sci-fi thing. The movie also reconsiders the ownership of that one thing that's truly yours, your memories. And it not only asks what happens when the government gets hold of that info, but also shows how things are a little bit trickier to trace when people start hacking their own memories and changing their past to avoid the law.
This level of anonymizing makes all crime possible.
Pretty cool idea, right? I mean, yeah. On paper. Look, the main problem with Anon is that it's a movie which has awesome potential, but just like ordering that second plate of spicy chicken wings, in practice, it's a bad idea, and you're gonna get left with some serious heartburn.
All clear.
The main reason for this is that it seems to be a movie which is absolutely tone deaf. Like, you can't just steal from every single stylistic choice from the history of sci-fi thrillers and not expect a complete train wreck. Whether it's the overdone, desaturated colour palette or the hammy, slap-me, oh-so-hard-in-the-face, hard-boiled-esque dialogue, it's all there to seductively frustrate and deceive you.
She makes her living covering up secrets.
Anon is a confused movie which has the potential to deceive you. You go into it expecting something earnest, but by the end you just feel like someone that's been done by a pyramid scheme for the first time. It's appealingly gritty and bleak, yes, but ends leaving you feeling a bit cheated. Anon, it gets 2.5 out of 5.
Triple J.